Hi everybody, we continue with Tikkuni HaZohar. First let me say the pray. ריבון העולמים ואדוני אדוני מה ורחמים והסליחות מודים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלוהינו אלוהי אבותינו בקדר וישתך חוויה שקפתה לנו תורתך ולעבדך עבודת הקודש תת לנו חלק מסודות תורתך הקדושה, מה אנו, מה חיינו, אשר עשית עמנו, עמנו, חסד גדול כזה, על כן אנחנו מפילים תחנוננו לפניך, שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאתנו, ואבותינו ולא יהיו אבותינו מבדילים בינינו לבינך, וכן יהיה רצון לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו, ולא יהיה אבותינו שתכונן לבבינו לרעתך ולאהבתך, תקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה, ותפתח לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך ולמודנו זה, נחת רוח לפני כזה כבודך, כרך ניחוח ותאציל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו, כל בחינתנו ושהתנצצו את תצועות עבדיך, אנשים אשר על ידם גלית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם וזכות אבותם וזכות תורתם, תמותם שקדושם יעמוד לנו, ידעה להתקשל לדברים אלו, וזכותם תאיר עינינו במה שאנו לומדים, כלומר נעים זמירות ישראל, גל עיניי, ומביא את הנפלאות בתוכותיך, כי אדוני ייתן חוכמה בפיו דעת ותבונה, יהיו לרצון מפי ויגיון לפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי, ועכשיו אנחנו נעשה את הכוונה לפי הארי, לפני שנכנסים לתוך הסודות, תתמקדו באותיות האלה, טוב מאוד, ואחרי זה אנחנו נוכל להמשיך ללימוד מיד. אנחנו פסוק כף ג' ואופכי רגזה יתר על נבל כסבל לחם, כלומר בילכו לחמול בלחמי, דעין דעיו קמצן נבל בממונה, נבל שמי דלאו יהיו נדיב, ולאו יהיו מזרה דאבן, מראה לנדבי עמים נאספו דעה קמצן, יהיו אני הדעת בתר דלאבי טיבו למראה תורה, ואם מחזיק בידיו ורואיתה בלא פקידה, לאו היא תורת השם. כותב לנו הזוהר, פירוש, ואוף אך יהיו, ואף כך, היא רגזה יותר על נבל כזבה לכם. יש סברות על למה יש רעידות אדמה, למה יש בעיות, יש סוברים כעבד כמלוך, יש סוברים של נבל כעבד, So after we read verse 23, Kaf Gimel, in the Zohar, in Aramaic, I'm going to go into Rav Ashlag Pirush. It's written, Va'av kach iragza yoter al naval kizva lachem. It say, there is few reasons why there is earthquake or disaster in the world. One of the reason, Evet Kimloch, meaning when the slave tried to rule, when the slave tried to be the boss, male or female, and here is additionally telling us also for Naval ki isva lachem, meaning a bad person who's just satiated from bread, meaning just enjoy whatever he wants. It's written, you should fight with my bread. Of course, it's code, and we need to break those codes slowly to make sure that we are understanding it. והוא נקרא נבל. What is נבל? נבל mean bad, נבל mean negative person, but what is נבל mean? הוא נקרא נבל, מפני שהוא קמצן. נבל means somebody who's cheap. What type of cheap? בממונו, נבל שמו. Person who's cheap with money is calling נבל, ואין הוא נדיב. By the way, being a קמצן, being cheap, stingy, That's the exact word. Meaning that the person is sick. Stingy people, cheap people are sick. They have a disease. It's a disease not to give. And if you recognize that you are cheap, you have to take care of it. Mentally, spiritually. And normally you cannot get out of it in just 1 month. Take years. And you need a chassid next to you. You need somebody next to you to get you out of that. You need the teacher, you need a mentor, a wife, a husband. Okay, so I born into a family or to survive, okay, whatever it is, from the Nazi in North Africa, or my father being an orphan in Sicily. So we talk about family that only talk of survive. So they educate me how to be more saving, physicality, money, etc. and so on and so on. So I born into a situation where I act a little bit cheap. It was tough for me to spend. Recognize the disease from within, God has to send me a messenger who can help me with that. Happened to be my wife this lifetime. And my wife helped me basically to get out of being so cheap and cares so much about things for myself. It's a disease and you have to get out of it. And if you cannot get out of it, the Tikkun HaZohar, right, it's a big problem. והוא נקרא נבל מפני שהוא קמצן בממונו, נבל שמו. ואין הוא נדיב. And that person is not generous. One of the reasons my wife and me opening our house all the time for Shabbat, feeding people, feeding kids, feeding families. We enjoy that because this is, for me, I enjoy it twice as much because it's giving me a chance to become way more generous than I was before I met my wife. And to go deeper into it, people who don't have generosity cannot draw the light of the Creator. It's stuck. You have to be generous with your money. You have to be generous with your physicality. You cannot say all the time, I don't have. Everybody don't have. Find a way to give. Always find a way to give. Today, I went to pray and it was packed. It was no place to sit. So I sit outside of the place of prayer and I arrange myself, my books and everything. And gentlemen walk outside of the synagogue, hold my hand, and said, I think I found you a place to sit. He didn't have to do it. His name is Mordechai. He didn't have to do it. Everybody saw me that I'm struggling outside. He couldn't take it. He couldn't help himself to keep praying when I'm outside. He doesn't even know that I'm teaching Tikkun HaZohar. He doesn't know that I'm dealing with mystical side of Kabbalah. He don't know that I'm a master and I'm doing healing on people. He know me as a human being. That person is holy. That person is unique. It's all about the how long is your beard, the yarmulke. You go out of your way to look, where can I give? When you meet people like that, within them there is a spark of the Messiah. Don't leave them. Whoever is not generous, for sure, is not coming from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You want to know, if you're coming from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it's nothing to do if you're Jewish, and Muslim, and Christian, and all this religion thing. You have to check, are you generous? If you have a lack of generosity, you're for sure not coming from Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Shocking. Tikkun HaZohar. Shocking. שנאמר עליהם נדיבי עמים נאספו. Is it written about Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? When the children of Israel, the Israelites came, נדיבי עמים נאספו, meaning the generous of the nation got together. If you are from the tribe of giver, you are from the tribe of Israel. כי קמצן, also a sheep, הוא עני הדעת. Tell us, Rav Brandwein, there is a deeper meaning to the word kamtan. Kamtan means cheap, stingy, miser. Some people are cheap with the da'at, with knowledge, with teaching. אחר שאינו עושה טוב לבעלי תורה. Somebody who is cheap with money or with knowledge is not doing well to people who already tried to study the Torah. להיות מחזיק בידיהם ותורה בלי מצוות אין היא תורת השם. And a person who's not sharing knowledge, sharing the information that he have, it's considered like he's not acting kind, and kind is the mitzvot. And meaning you just study the Torah, just study the book intellectually, but there is no sharing personality within you, it's considered empty. It's considered an aloe. Like nothing is there, it's empty, it's a bubble. Today, so I'm living in a neighborhood that there's so many teachers. And I saw a famous teacher while I'm coming back praying. And because I'm meditating and fasting today, so he held my arm and said, is he fast? I hold his arm and said to him, how are you, teacher? So good. So would you like to ask you for something that can help a lot of people? So we have a foundation called the vitaltransformation.org. It's a non-profit organization. We have a place you can teach the people. You're a great teacher. can sit here and teach people like I do? Would you like to do it? I say, no. So sometimes you're not just cheap with money. Sometimes you can be cheap with knowledge. You have to always have an opportunity to share. Now, when you share, you also have to know how to share. That's what the Rambam is going to explain right now. Pirush. Kada medubar b'mi shelomed Torah shelo lishma. Sometimes people study the Torah, study the spiritual knowledge of the Torah, like Tikkuni Hazor, for example, lo lishma, not for the right reason, only for themselves. Ve'ofen shelo sam libo lavo mitoch shelo lishma lelmon lishma. We all might be not in the level of reaching it for the right reason. But at least a person needs to know, I'm not yet there, and I want to be there. That's okay. But if you're not yet there, and you don't have any attention to get there, that's the worst. That's called kamtzan. This is also called stingy of spirituality. How come? So if a person studies, say, listen, God, I'm not yet there to do it for the right reason. I'm not doing it for the sake of sharing. I'm only doing it for my ego and all this and that. But I still study because maybe, not maybe, for sure when I'm studying, the light of the Torah will clean me to do it for the right reason.
V'eino afilu bebkhinat eved v'shifcha, asher torato nesta lo lesam ha-mavet. As the Gemara explained, his Torah, more study, actually become the drug of death. How can that be spirituality become the drug of death? כמו שאמר בחזל, מסכת שבת, למספילים בה סמה דמותה. מסכת שבת, meaning the section of Shabbat in the Talmud, say, whoever go and teach or study Torah in the wrong way, it's actually turning into the drug of death. והוא בדיוק ההפך מה לומד לשמה. But if a person studied for the right reason, for the sake of sharing, אשר נכנס ללמוד תורה דרך השער של יראת השם, בסוד ראשית חוכמה יראת השם, when a person walking to the Torah with a gate, like Jerusalem, depending what gate you're using, of ira, of an awe and respect, and I want to change, I want to grow, then the Torah becoming the drug of life. And then he become the one who support the Torah. Because then that person coming from Netzach Od Yesod, the three Sfirot, going up to Chagat, to Chesed Gvurah Tiferet. The Chagat, and then is Chagat, Alu Venesu Lechabad, becoming Chokmah Bina Vadat, Venesu Netzach Od, Chadashim Lezerampin Binyan Lanugva. And through that, he built the old Komai, old system that built the female. Besod Mamono Shel Adam Ma'amido Al Raglav. As it's saying Ba'asechet Psachim, that the money of a person make a person proud, make a person stand on his leg. But it's not just the money, physical money, there's two meanings. There's also the money relating to the study and study of the Torah. Meaning if a person studied the Torah for the right reason, which means for the right reason I want to change, so that I do it for the right reason, then it's like he stand on his leg. What is being stand on his leg? The Netzach and Od going up to Chesed Gvurah Tiferet, Chesed Gvurah Tiferet going up to Chokhmah Bina Vadat. We'd call it Koma Shlema. Ve'al yedei zeh mitgaleh Adat bechol HaKoma. Dat also means knowledge, which means all the knowledge going through the old system. Asher HaShchina ragza yoter al naval ki izba lechem. Naval HaShem b'chalat amar ki naval b'libo. Ve'u kamtza naval b'mamono. Not that he told Gidol Scott, l'mod nishma, shalachagat nikraim avot b'zman sholim lechabad. So, what, how is that can be? How can we understand that from the Naval, the person who's cheap? And it's the idea, a person who doesn't want to make an effort to study for the right reason. Now, many people are busy with, especially now before Rosh Hashanah, everybody start thinking, what did I do wrong and how can I fix it? What if I tell you there is a magic that you don't have to be worried with that, but you have to do it. As if you study every day, you study, and Baruch Hashem, we have invited enough study, some of it are advanced and deep, and some of it is easy. If a person study every day, the study of the Torah every day, is actually clean you enough
to do the repentance, to do the cleansing in the right way. Because if you start cleaning yourself, you might be getting some dirt from the dirt that left within your personality. For example, if you work on the ego, you're going to have ego. If you work on the addiction, you're going to get addiction. If you work on the jealousy, you're going to get jealousy. What if you just study Torah and you work on yourself just how to study it for the right reason? Then the Torah itself starts cleaning you.
Asher ha-chagat she-nikraim avot. What is chazak vor different? Avot, like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Jacob. בזמן שעולים לחב"ד, they're going up to חוכמה בינה ודעת, תפארת נעשית לדעת. So תפארת, instead of תפארת, where is going? To דעת, right? Because חסד go to חוכמה, גבורה go to בינה. מתפשט לכל הקומה ותקרים החגת נדיבים. And then חסד go to תפארת, כל נדיבים, they become generous. Why? והנצח עוד יסוד נקראים בנים. הנצח עוד יסוד become the children. זרד אבן דעה קמצא ניהון אני לדעת. שלום שרדת. When a person doesn't study in the right way, it doesn't ממשיך. It doesn't draw enough light for everybody else. And for that reason, it's considered as if it's cheap. בתר דלא אביד טיבו למערי תורה, שהוא מבחינת תפארת למה ומחזיק בידיו, שאהו הם חסב גבוה. ידיו תפארת לכם והורייתה בלא פקודה, לאו תורת השם. And it's amazing what Tikkun HaZohar does here and what Rav Brandt does here. In the same time, somebody who's cheap, who doesn't help people with money, when you give tzedakah, when you give charity, what is exactly that charity? Depends who you give it to. If you give it to people who study Torah, you're lucky, because you become tamche deoraita, you become the netzach ve'od, the two legs that are holding all the Torah, because the Torah is tiferet, it's the body. Same thing with somebody who study. If the person who study for the right reason, then he elevate the whole system to the upper level, and then everything go to that, that mean knowledge, and all the real knowledge come down the body, or come down the soul, or come down to the world, whatever you want to look at it. Beautiful. I'm jumping now to Kav Dalet. Ma'are Torah. מסדרה דעמודה יצא איתה, נביא חצות לילה, אבא קם דוד לחברה למשכינתה, להקריט לילה. והוא שומר בה מלילה. ליל השם, ליל שימורים הוא להשם. בגנת מה כל העוסק בתורה בלילה, הקדוש ברוך הוא מושך עליו חוט של חסד ביום. שנאמר, יומם יצווה השם חזור, ובלילה שיר האימי. תל אז לזוהר, גב דלת, בעלי תורה, הם מצד עמוד האמצע. The people who study Torah in the right way, they're coming from the center column. דיינו ספירת תפארת, which is תפארת, שהוא קו אמצעי, which is the balance. They are the one who bring balance to the world. Of course, if people study it for the ego and for the wrong reason, unfortunately, it doesn't bring peace to the world. אשר בו היינו עם מערת קו האמצע שהיא תורה, היה דוד קם בחצות הלילה. For that reason, King David always wake up after midnight. Now you have to look. You have something up. Korzmanim will tell you when is midnight exactly. So for example, today is 1 a.m. So after 1 a.m., whoever wake up after 1 a.m. and study till, let's say, 5, at that time you don't have to do the whole time, even if you do it for 10 minutes, then a person is doing that specific tikkun. Lechaber et sfirat tiferet b'shchinta she'i malchut. A person who wake up in chatzot is capable to connect the tiferet, which is center column, into malchut and bring it down to the physicality, to the malchut. הנקראת לילה. What do we call מלכות? לילה, night. והיינו סוד הכתוב, שומר מה מלילה. There is a verse, it say, שומר מה מלילה. שומר מה מלילה. You're keeping something from the night, but of course it's a code. ליל השם. בסוד כתוב ליל שימורים מול השם, בשבילו נאמר כל העוסק בתורה בלילה, הקדוש ברוך הוא משה עולה חוץ של חסד ביום. Whoever study doing the night, even a little bit, God making sure that there is a string of mercy go with him wherever he go, the whole day. All day. שנאמר, יומם יצווה השם חסדו, ובלילה שירה עימי. Like it's written, that when a person in the night
sing with me or stay with me, להישאר או לשיר, then God יצווה השם חסדו. Then God have chesed on him in mercy and goodness the all day. Let's explain it as I'm finally explaining it to us. פירוש, כי יום ולילה הם זהר על פין מלכות. Days and night is זהר על פין מלכות. זהר על פין mean the male energy or the giving energy, the plus energy, and the night is the receiving energy or the female energy. So the connection between day and night is the connection of זהר על פין מלכות. זהר על פין נקרא יום מפני שמאיר בחסדים. זהר על פין we call it the day because it shine with mercy. ומלכות נקראת לילה בשעה שמאיר הבהילים because at night there is shining with judgment, meaning left column that there is light there, but we cannot actually see it. וחצות לילה, what is חצות? What is midnight then? חצות פירושו לחלק ולחצות. The word חצות is mean to divide. To divide. את הדינים של מלכות. What happened after midnight? You're able לחצות את הדינים. You're able to divide the judgment. ולהמתיקם ברחמים של מינה, and then you can sweep those judgment with בינה, וזה נעשה, how do you do it? על ידי העוסקים בתורה מחצות לילה ואילך. Only when a person study after midnight, I'm sorry, I don't like to say the word, only one of the best way, maybe that's the way to say it, one of the best way is to remove the judgment, is when a person study after midnight, because the word לחצות, you divide the dinim and bring mercy, divide the judgment and bring mercy, כי תורה הוא סוד קו אמצעי, because the Torah itself is the center column. הכלול מחוכמה וחסדים, that include from two type of energy, חוכמה וחסדים. חוכמה is infusion of light, strong infusion that we are not capable to hold, so that's why it's dark, night, and חסדים is small amount of light that we can hold, so there is light. So that's why חצות, after midnight, this is the time that God is giving us a chance by study, we can actually take the dinim and turn them into mercy through the Torah. Because the Torah makes the mituk. Mituk means make it sweet. של המלכות. והנה מלכות ממותקת נקראת לילה. When we sweet the judgment, when we sweet the physicality, we call it לילה. Night. לילה. עם היי. ולפני המיתוק נקרא לל. So before we sweep the judgment, we call it לל. Without, so למד יוד למד A, without A, חסר A. בתיקון זה נעשה בכל יום. Every night, or every day, we do two things. זיווג א' הוא זיווג של הלילה. The first זיווג, the first connection, the first meditation, is the meditation of the night, להשלמת כלים אל הנוקבה. בסוד שברוזל אין אישה קורדת ברית, אלא למי שעשה הכלי. And the idea, they give an example from Chazal, from the sages, that say a woman will only make an agreement for a person who make her into a vessel. And that's the whole idea of the wedding, that's the whole idea of the man and woman. But how is that connect to the night? It say, first it's Lel, A, is the kli, the letter A is always the kli, that's why a woman who doesn't have the letter A in her name had a difficult time to have children. For that reason, Rachel took a maid or a concubine called Bilha with two letter A. One A for her to give birth to Benjamin and Joseph, and one A for Bilha to give birth to two kids. So through the A, Sarai as Yud, then God had the letter A, and then she could give birth to children. So from here we learn the A is the letter of the Nukva, is the letter of the female that giving manifestation to whatever need to be manifest. So first it's called Lel, and then it's called Laila. ואז היא נשלמת עם הערת חוכמה אשר מקבלת מבינה, זה קו אמצעי. להיות שהערת חוכמה היא בלי חסדים, לכן היא מבחינת חושך ולילה. The reason it's night and the reason it's dark, because it's a left column coming from בינה to מלכות, there is no revelation. וזיווג ב' הוא להשלמת המוחין. So again, let me explain first, like again. What is זיווג א'? What is that first connection? הוא זיווג של לילה להשלמת כלים אל הנוקבה. We are fixing the vessel for the נוקבה. What is זיווג ב'? להשלים המוחין אל הנוקבה.
We are now making sure that there is light coming down to the female. והוא זיווג של יום, אשר הקו יוצא עם משפיע לחסדים, והרחוב מתלבשת בחסדים, מראינו כל השתברות. So at night, we do תיקון חצות, that's what it's called תיקון חצות. We are fixing the חצות, we are fixing that חציית האנרגיה, we are fixing that division of energy. So, we are going and we're making sure that the Lel changed to Laila, because there is so much light, but you cannot see it, what's the point of it? So we're fixing, and then ממשיכים לאור. Then we start drawing light into the nukva, into the female. So that's what we study during the night. זה אמרו מערת תורה, היינו הערת קו אמצעי שברתו, אבא קם דוד לחברה למשכינתה. That's why King David, they say all the time about King David, that was wake up in the night to sing and to study תורה, שעושה תיקון חצות לילה, להמתיק דינים של מלכות ברחמים על הבינה, so we can sweep the judgment of the מלכות, by fixing the receiving force and then mashpia rot and being influenced light two aspect chamim la bina vu shomer ma milaila ki arat chokhma ikoach ma. If you look at the word chokhma, it's divided to two words, koach power, ma of the what, venesam milel bli a le laila im a. So when it says shomer ma מי לילה, if you take the word מה מלילה, the word מה מלילה, מם and ה is the word מה, and what left now from the לילה, לל, only למד יוד למד, meaning it's missing the A of מלכות, that can fix the מלכות, and can fix our physical world, and can fix everything around us, when we're doing it right, when we do that study. וזהו השתמת כלים מזיווג א' של לילה, ובגיני, היינו משום שתיקן השלמות מזיווג האחד של הלילה, הקדוש ברוך הוא שהוא קו אמצעי, מושך עליו חוט חסד של ביום. So after a person fix all of that, of course he's drawing that string of חסד, string of mercy on him. כדי שילביש החוכמה בחסדים, because now he connect the light of wisdom, חוכמה, in חסדים, של זיווג הבית, שנקרא יום, שאמר יומם יצווה השם חסדו. So for that reason, it's a now, God is making sure that he's taking care of him. ומרים בכל שמותם. ואין להקשות, you might wonder and have some doubts. עלה בזיווג של הלילה, הרי נמצאים זכר ונוקבה, במצב האחוריים. You might say, but at night, everything is back to back. Here is talking about face to face, זיווגים, שבבחינת שני המאורות הגדולים. והנוקבה מקבלת אז מבינה, שלא לזה זה רלפין. We know, at night, everything is judgment. Everything is back to back. There is no connection. How can you say that? ואיך אמרנו שהביטוק דה חוכמה נעשה לתת קו אמצעי? Here you tell me that you are making face to face by making the center column active. התשובה היא, the answer, say רב ברנדווין, אשר כלל גדול הוא בחוכמה שאין דילוק מדרגה, ותמיד מקבלת הוא כבר רק מזר אנפין. אפילו בשנה שאנחנו אומרים שקבלת מן בינה לבד. Tell us, ברנדווין, a revelation never heard before. That even if it's written, that Malchut is receiving from Bina, it's always receiving from Ze'er Anpin. Pirush, meaning, שמקבלת מן בינה על ידי Ze'er Anpin. She receiving from Bina through Ze'er Anpin, בתור מעבר לבד. It's only מעבר, it's only a transfer from Ze'er Anpin. Ze'er Anpin become the middleman. וחסדה, זה רבין המהירים, אז בשפע עוברים על ידו. So when it says that מלכות receiving the left column, which is only חוכמה, it's still going through זה רנפין. But without the חסדים of זה רנפין. אבל תמיד מלכות מקבלת על זה רנפין. Always מלכות receive from זה רנפין. So this is a short lecture of תיקוני הזוהר. And we continue next time, פסוק כ"ה, verse 25. Thank you.